These are some quotes from the people who participated last winter in the appreciative inquiry, kind of all stuck together. We want an eco-spectacular communion, beloved community that has living spiritual practices, where behavior equals belief, social justice is a form of self-expression, where we scatter, gather, and plant seeds, where personal stories have a ripple effect, where we can move from fear to hope, where people can band together to do things in the world, where children are listened to, where music is glorious, where we have building enough and grounds enough and justice and liberty abound. That about says it all.
Did you see Roger just try to run away with my script? We'll now sing hymn number 1028 with Mike Lemieux's wonderful leadership.
Please rise in body or spirit.
From the light of days remembered burns a beacon bright and clear, guiding hands and hearts and spirits into faith set free from fear. When the fire of commitment sets our mind and soul ablaze, when our hunger and our passion meet to call us on our way, when we live with deep assurance of the flame that burns within, then our promise finds fulfillment and our future can begin. From the stories of our living rings a song both brave and free, calling pilgrims still to witness to the life of liberty. When the fire of commitment sets our mind and soul ablaze, when our hunger and our passion meet to call us on our way, when we live with deep assurance of the flame that burns within, then our promise finds fulfillment and our future can begin. From the dreams of youthful vision comes a new prophetic voice, which demands a deeper justice built by our courageous choice. When the fire of commitment sets our mind and soul ablaze, when our hunger and our passion meet to call us on our way, when we live with deep assurance of the flame that burns within, then our promise finds fulfillment and our future can begin.
And now we have the opportunity to hear from our eager Roger Sherman.
I don't know if eager has been one of those words that's described me anytime recently, but that's good. Eager. I like eager. Good morning. I want to thank these two for setting this up very nicely. Thank you. We are going I can't get it. Help me with this tune here. We are going. Heaven knows where we are going. But we know within we will get there. Heaven knows how we will get there. But we know we will. Okay. So those are some of the words of one of my favorite hymns, that someone paid good money at our annual auction so he would not sing it for a year. Okay, so I'm just, it's a band song, and that's sort of a good thing for us to do right at the beginning with service. But to me, it expresses well the idea of faith, that somehow, some way, we're going to keep building our beloved community, inside and out. The song says later, it will be hard, and the road will be muddy and rough, and still we know we will get there. There's a lot of change coming our way as we continue our current transition and hire a new minister. Our interim minister, Reverend Dana, has been preparing us for change, helping us to figure out what we want to leave behind and what we want to carry forward. Our search committee has been impaneled to find out what we want in a minister, and then to go out and seek a person who fits our sense of who we are and where we want to be as we head into the future. She is also helping us see that it is not so much about the minister, really, as it is about us. At the beginning of this year, the congregation embarked on an appreciative inquiry process, which Wikipedia says advocates collective inquiry into the best of what is in order to imagine what could be, followed by a collective design of a desired future state that is compelling. Phew. Okay, that's it. Our collective process did come up with a number of possible and compelling futures that we need to revisit so that we can start to create our new reality. What is it that we want to be? As the quote that Elton read earlier from Kobe Yamada, which I actually got from Miriam Woito, who was the leader of this process, or one of the leaders for this process, related in our earlier reading. It wasn't just a part of me anymore. It was now a part of everything. And then I realized what you do with an idea. You change the world. So let's go about the business of changing the world, at least at the scale of Boof. We UUs frame our religiousness in seven principles that, while not a creed, make clear what it is we are all about. We're about the worth and dignity of all people. We are about justice, equity, and compassion in human relations. We are about the acceptance of one another and spiritual growth. We are about a free and responsible search for truth and meaning. We are about the right of conscience and use of the democratic process. We support world community with peace, liberty, and justice for all. And finally, we are about the interdependent web of existence, all existence. So whether we meant to explicitly, our appreciative inquiry reflects well these principles and values. Maybe we cannot help ourselves. It's who we are. Many of the words I'm using are from fellow congregants who participated in the appreciative inquiry process. Hope that they'll resonate for those of you who weren't part of that, and I'm going to hope at the end of this that we'll have a few minutes to talk about it as a congregation. It is our words together that will create our collective vision and path forward. Our belief in the inherent worth and dignity of all people calls us to be welcoming, to invite diversity. As various congregants affirmed, it's a welcoming religious home. Our big message is tolerance, inclusiveness, respect for the world and its people, welcoming to LGBT and other oppressed people. These are our aspirations, who we want to be, maybe who we are already becoming. There's a big banner hanging over the door of the Cathedral of the Rockies that I just saw recently on my travels downtown that says, all means all. That's a provocative proposal. How could we put that into action? I've become intrigued with this idea, with an idea that's expressed by some mainline Christians as radical welcome. It calls us to reach out and say, bring your culture, your voice, your whole self. We want to engage in truly mutual relationship, not just y'all come. We would need systems and programs in place to invite and welcome people who may not look or sound like us, whatever that means. to ensure their presence, gifts, and perspectives will be visible and valued, to ensure that these new communities, gifts, and values influence the congregation's identity, ministries, structures, who we are, so that we are transformed in a transforming community with open doors and open hearts. Different groups share power and shape identity, mission, leadership, worship, and ministries. Can we learn to be that embracing and maintain what many people identified as our unique identity? UU Minister Forrest Church called us literal heretics because we have chosen what to believe. That is rather than being told what to believe. He says we are not a chosen people. Instead, this is a chosen faith. Do we want more people to choose us? And if so, how should we be? As we look at ourselves through the second principle, justice, equity, and compassion in human relations, people were thinking a lot about the add the words actions, but also about the history of standing against injustice in opposition to war, in favor of justice for farm workers, against previous efforts to marginalize the LGBT community. But we want to be more. We want to be the go-to place for involvement and expertise on social justice. We are driven to live our principles. Ours are living spiritual practices where behavior equals belief and social justice is a form of self-expression. We accept difference and teach our children to be accepting. Openness of mind spreads. Standing up for the marginalized in our community, those not afforded the same rights, low income, hungry, for abortion rights. I see BOOF as an incubator and motivator for those who go into the community. We are a moving force for peace and justice and tolerance. Eventually, BOOF even transforms the Idaho legislature, somebody said. And then someone else said, we have the legislature quaking in their cowboy boots. Hey, whatever happened to peace, love, and understanding, y'all? What does it look like when we are successful? What will be our new responsibilities? Who do we turn away? Who do we bring in? Next principle is we are about the acceptance of one another and spiritual growth. I really like this one. It's an opportunity for bean counters to be more spiritual and for the spiritual to count more beans. Sure. We care a lot about our youth. Our love of children is essential, important to all of us, whether we have children or not. We need to see them, hear them. We are able to listen and respect other paths. Our fourth principle is we're about a free and responsible search for truth and meaning. We nurture insight, enlarging the holy to be the whole. We care about the answers to the big questions, but are comfortable that we don't have all the same answer or no answer yet. We accept the process of becoming. I never have quite figured out what the responsible part of this principle means, but I like the rest, right? Some of us want to reach out to create satellite fellowships to share the good word. Some of us want our blessed sanctuary completed on the northeast corner of our property to reach out. We all want a vibrant ministry that respects the many paths to the holy. I'm adding what I'm calling 4A. I think these principles need a little tweaking. I don't know. That says that we are about making sure that children are included in the search for truth and meaning through a vibrant program of religious exploration. We feel that social justice values are ingrained in our children. We provide a place for all children, a safe spiritual harbor. Children can grow up here. Parents can give their kids another leg on the stool that reflects their values. We are about the right of conscience and the use of the democratic process. The democratic process is built into our spiritual practices. Why? Because no one is privileged. We're all in this together. We can trust a process where many of us contribute. And we will have choices to make about ourselves and about our future, and how we make them is going to be important. Maybe it's not either or. Maybe both are possible. Maybe all are possible. Can we have our beautiful grounds and, as some desire, a basketball court open to neighborhood kids, a bandstand in the new social hall, a place for young rockers to practice, summertime lunches for neighborhood kids? Can we build a new sanctuary and support development of new fellowships at Boise State and in the western end of the Treasure Valley? How will we decide what comes first and what comes next? That's what makes us different. You know, we're a congregational decision-making place, right? This is how we decide things. And that's part of who we are spiritually. We support world community with peace, liberty, and justice for all. We have connections, bridges, actual and figurative, to our partner church, our community, ourselves. We want to get more involved in the bigger denomination. The Unitarian Universalist Association has lots of resources that we don't always take advantage of to help us look outside ourselves. Where are we on issues like immigration that really bring the world community to us? Are we welcoming the stranger? Do we remember, as observant Jews do, that we were also slaves in Egypt? We hope for the religions of the world to come together as a force for peace and tolerance. We want everyone to appreciate different faiths and teach this to our children. How do we put this into practice? What does this look like? Are we already practicing it? And if so, how do we do it even better? And finally, we are about the interdependent web of existence. We love this place we call Boof. We love this Idaho that surrounds it. We want a large community garden to incorporate the natural world all around us. We see ourselves living our green sanctuary. The first green build for Habitat was a peak experience. We love our grounds. We want more flowers. What are we going to do with the Chelan property? We want an eco-spectacular communion. I wish I knew who wrote that. That is a very cool statement. There's a place we visited this summer and a powerful idea called Growing Power, which is in urban Milwaukee. There are 2 acres of greenhouses, compost, chickens, and goats, a produce market supplying food for a food desert neighborhood, an incredibly diverse group of volunteers who grow fish and worms, watercress and flowers, and lettuce for sale, lots of veggies. They collect eggs. Why not us? Right here in the Treasure Valley, Wright Congregational has Bugs, the Boise Urban Gardens. School. The vineyard, The vineyard grows more produce than they can give away. Why not us, right? I don't know exactly where it fits in our UU principles, but we want more music and art in our worship. We want vibrant ministry and powerful ritual. I called this presentation 2 Weddings and a Funeral, first because it was a cute play on words of that movie from, I just found out, 20 years ago. So some of you won't know what that is, right? But more importantly, because of 2 Weddings and a Funeral that I participated in the last few months. Even for us who profess a non-traditional faith, ritual is important. Sending our loved ones off well is important, whether it be into wedded bliss or the great beyond. We crave that vibrant ministry between and among each other. We crave the music and the caring and the sharing and the marrying and the burying, dedicating, coming of age, and bridging, our water ceremonies, flower communions, coffee drinking. We love our rituals. And it is something religious institutions probably do best. It's part of why we come. So friends, remember, it will be hard, and the road will be muddy and rough, but we'll get there. We know we will.